Coming up on Wednesday, you can head to the Chapel Hill Public Library from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for a free public event on the life and legacy of Julius Chambers, who, among many other things, is in the news right now as the founder of the UNC Center for Civil Rights, which has been under fire at the Board of Governors. But that is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of Julius Chambers' legacy. So come hear more about him 6:30 to 8 tomorrow at the Chapel Hill Public Library. This is an event co-hosted by Organizing Against Racism, Chapel Hill's Justice and Action Committee, and the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, whose leader Anna Richards joins us here in the studio right now. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Getting ready for tomorrow's event, right?
What's
it going to entail?
It's going to be a panel discussion. It's going to include Ted Shaw, who's the leader at the Center for Civil Rights right now, as well as the author of the book on Julius Chambers' life.
And the inventor of the cell phone as well.
My cell phone will just randomly...
But my old cell phone will just randomly decide to start making noise without me telling it to. And then people invariably call me when I'm either on the air or teaching class or something. We're like, it's embarrassing. Nah, it's fine.
Well, you know, a couple things. We talk a lot about social justice and about some of the things going on. But, you know, Julius Chambers was alive during the time. His home and his car were firebombed on separate occasions in 1965, which, when you think about it, wasn't all that long ago. Mm-hmm. And his office was burned to the ground in 1971. So during the height of, you know, some of his most contentious civil rights legislation, he spoke of these events. I read that, you know, he spoke about them very matter-of-factly, like this was the price he had to pay. You know, deal with it and keep on fighting was the quote that he used. So, the more I've read about it in prep for tomorrow, the more interesting and interested I am in his life story. We hear about Thurgood Marshall and some of the other folks, but he was right here in North Carolina in Charlotte, was born in Mount Gilead, North Carolina. So a North Carolina native who really had an impact on our country.
What were his biggest accomplishments?
I think he was successful. He had eight cases before the Supreme Court and won all eight. That's pretty mind-boggling.
That's pretty good, yeah.
One of the things that he, the 1971 Supreme Court ruling in Swan mandated crosstown busing.
Busing, yep.
Yeah, and highlighted the power of the federal courts to intervene. And so when you think about the Brown decision in 56, and here we were in North Carolina, this was already as recent as 1971, still litigating to make that
a reality. Now, we talk about the Brown versus Board of Education decision as a landmark, which it was, but it's 10 years later, Congress has to come in with the Civil Rights Act, and in between, you've got state and the entire region of the South putting up as much resistance as possible just for token integration, just for one person attending one school in one school district. So the fight
goes
on. The other
thing I didn't realize was that he was chancellor of North Carolina Central from 1993 to 2001. And again, not being from North Carolina, and I'm sure people around here might be aware of that, but I was not.
I'm not from North Carolina either, so all of this is before my time. So I'm looking forward to this just to learn more about the history. Yeah. All right, speaking with Anna Richards from the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.wordpress.com if you want more information on the organization here locally. But again, 6:30 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, head to the Chapel Hill Public Library for that panel on Julius Chambers. You mentioned Ted Shaw. Who else is going to be on it? a number of people on the...
The author of the book, there's a new book on his life.
Okay.
And he's going to be one of the commentators as
okay.
well.
Okay, very
I'm
cool.
I'm having a senior moment. So
what else is going on?
I brought my poetry.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
This is National Poetry Month, and we had all of our weekly guests last week reading their favorite poems, and it continues this week. We'll have Ashley Kummel coming in a minute, but... Anna Richards, I've asked everyone to bring their favorite poem or a favorite poem that they want to read. So I'm gonna turn it over to you now. Take it away. What we got?
Well, I think in the interest of time, I will not do my absolute favorite one by Langston Hughes called Freedom's Plow. It's a very long poem. But I had a hard time deciding, and I decided to stick with Hughes. It's got a lot of really short poems that are, you know, very striking, I think. So I brought a couple of those.
All right. One
of them I really like, it's called Final Curve. When you turn the corner and you run into yourself, then you know that you have turned all the corners that are left. Mm. And so, you know, for me, it's always like, you know, we're always searching for answers, and sometimes we just end up going around in circles. And
right.
So that's one of my favorite ones.
That's a good one. I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah. And then Dreams, you've probably heard that one, which is one I learned as a child. Hold fast to your dreams, for if dreams die... Life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to your dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow. Mm. And the last one, which is just a little pithy, it's such a bore being always poor.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah. You could
talk to 10 different people and ask them, just what is your favorite Langston Hughes poem, and get 10 different answers.
You could get 10 different answers.
So good.
Yeah. I was an English lit major in undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my other favorites is an author called Gwendolyn Brooks.
Yes. Love her.
And I did my senior work on her. And,
she wrote We Real Cool, right?
Yeah, that's
one of my favorites, just because of the cadence of it. It's just such a simple verse, but just changing the way the line breaks are makes all the difference in the world.
And
what's
interesting with her is it's like rap before it was rap.
Yes.
You know? And she's, you know, way, way, way before rap. But that melodic beat that she works into so many of her poems, I think... it's a gift.
Yeah, so, it really is.
Yeah.
Well, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com. Go there, get more information, and again, come out to this event on Julius Chambers tomorrow, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library, co-hosted also by Organizing Against Racism and Chapel Hill's Justice in Action Committee. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.